The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Geek Life HQ. I'm Justin with an E.
Justin with an I.
I am Texas Matt.
Is that a thing? Does that mean you're barbecue flavored or like what's the mesquite?
Yeah, Texas style Matt.
Chick-fil-A has Texas Pete. So what is your flavor? I think you would be Praline's and Dick.
Yeah, I was about to say Praline's and Dick.
He's like mesquite, but he's like big because he's Texas sized and everything's bigger in Texas.
Hey, that's not what I meant, dickhead.
He's got a mesquite musk to him now.
Yeah, he's definitely maybe some cumin. Yes. I don't know, but whatever.
Right. Welcome to episode 10. We're guessing two.
Two-ish?
That sounds right.
Two and a half and three quarters.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like two. Well, two.
Yeah, down. Yeah, we're back. We're back again.
We are back in POG form.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a week off there. We're back. And lots happened in this week that we took off. I guess we could start out with Bob Saget passing.
Yeah, it's sad.
I just saw on a YouTube that he's already in the ground and somebody already made a YouTube video of his gravesite and headstone. It's like, wow, dude, talk about trying for that clickbait, dude. Like fresh dirt, bro. You could probably reach in and touch his casket at this point, man. Fuck.
Dude, you almost sound like Pauly Shore there. You're like, it's like fresh dirt, buddy.
It's like fresh dirt, buddy. It's like Weezin' Saget juice, buddy. Fuck, dude.
It probably was a Pauly Shore video.
It's like on. Let me write this down. Weezin' the Saget juice.
But sad, dude. It's like I read that he died, and it was like I thought it was a joke. You know?
Yeah, it was definitely unexpected. It was like, holy shit!
Did it ever come out? Like, what happened?
Yeah, heart attack while he was asleep. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, it was probably a Widowmaker, dude, and he probably didn't feel anything. So, I guess,
I guess when it hit too, it just like, man, I was like, am I finally like getting old that like everybody I know from our childhood's like starting to pass away now?
Yeah.
Yep. That's like, the truth.
Is that the official status of, you know, you're getting old when you're like, wow, all these people that I've grown up with are now starting to pass away?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of weird too, because you think about like how there's people who are really old when you were a kid, like George Burns was around, you know, and he lived to be like 99. And, you know, now with us and like our kids, they had Betty White, and then like that's their frame of reference for someone who lived like forever.
Yeah. Didn't Ed Asner just pass away as well?
He did. Yeah. He was 91, I think. So he passed, I think, the week of Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, like, we shouldn't dwell on it, man. It shouldn't, like, depress us, because he cheered people up. He did the home videos, funniest home videos. He was on, you know, I was in Home Improvement. He wasn't on that show.
No.
He did Full House.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my personal favorite role was Half-Baked.
Yeah.
You ever suck dick for weed?
And then he tells a good what's the fucking joke he tells on that documentary? Like
that really the Aristocats?
Yeah. He tells a good version of that joke.
My favorite version of that is Gilbert Gottfried's.
Yeah. Oh man.
I always liked that. What I knew about him is that he was Rodney Dangerfield's best friend. He was the closest thing that he had to family, like son and all that. Like he was best friends with Rodney. And it was one of those things where it's like a lot of the times Rodney would like look to him and be like, Hey, come on over. I'm hanging out with some guy tonight. And it's like, I don't know who this is. Ron Jeremy. Yes. It's like, And Bob Saget's like, no, I can't come. He's like, geez, you're ditching me for some guy who can kiss his own brick. Hey, yes.
I get no respect.
Exactly. Yeah. And they were just, they were like just so tight. And I was just always like kind of grateful that Rodney Dangerfield had someone like him, because his life was terrible. You know, I think like towards the end of his life, like even his kids weren't even talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's rough. Yeah. I mean, 66, but he lived Bob Saget had a good life for 66, I think. Pretty cool one.
He made things that are going to last on past his life, and you know, it's a legacy and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Even there's reruns still of America's Funniest Home Videos. So.
Oh yeah, well, dude, as soon as he left America's Funniest Home Videos, did anybody really watch it?
No, and I didn't watch America's Funniest People because I thought that was a weird show. I
think that you know that kind of turned into YouTube.
It definitely did.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 too. So like, well, bigger.
It's like, you know, he left and then like internet got bigger and then like people, I don't think it was him leaving because that show I think would have been popular. It's just people who went to the internet.
How long did that run?
Carlton took over.
Oh, he did? Like Alfonso Ribeiro?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, you would have thought it'd be someone from Family Matters.
No.
I thought Dave Coulet did a couple seasons.
But he did the America's Funniest People with Daisy Fuentes, right?
No, I don't know. Something.
I remember that because it was on like the show before it. I'm like, why am I going to watch this?
Justin's like, I remember that. I remember Daisy Fuentes' whole catalog.
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do. You want to know about her Instagram? I'm like, let's talk. You want to know about her husband, Richard Marx? You know, it's like.
Jeez. You want to know about jock jams?
Look, everybody wants to know about jock jams. You see, back in the 90s, MTV had this thing called jock. Oh, okay. We're not talking about jock jams, but still. This is Dan Cortez. You're like, just shut up and give me my cheeseburger, sir.
Yeah, it's funny thing is I was watching Seinfeld and they had the Dan Cortez on there playing the cool guy.
Oh, that was George was his sidekick with a backwards hat.
Yeah, George. George wanted to be just like him. Yeah.
Yep. That's great. I like that one. And anytime that George is involved in some sort of sporting event is great, right? Like, what's the other one where he's trying to jump, you know, and he's like, hey, we don't like him. We saw him pee in the shower.
Seinfeld was so great. Finally finished all 9 seasons.
Oh, good. What'd you think of that last season?
Last season was not the best one, but it still was great.
Yeah. I think either the second to last or the last season, I think for myself, had like a lot of the really powerful ones. Like, what's the season where they're all going to the Chinese food restaurant and then Elaine takes something off people's plates?
Well, that's like
that was like the second or third
season. Oh, is that second or third? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Dickhead.
Oh, sorry.
Asshole. No. But yeah, no, I mean, there's so many great Seinfeld episodes. I still like, you know, I just love that they never really tell what Kramer does. And then the one day he was like, we're back, baby. It's like, back from what?
Or to the bagel store, right?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, he's always got money too. And you're like, how?
I love that new meme going around where it's like, it's the Kenny Rogers chicken or whatever.
Kenny.
And he's like in there and it's like the two frames are for, it's like, what are you doing in there, Kramer? And it's like the middle frame's always something different. And then like the last frame is like, it's whatever the middle frame is, Jerry. And there's this one, a Slayer in the middle. And he's like, it's fucking, listen to this fucking Slayer, Jerry. Yeah. It's all red.
I saw the Godzilla one, but no, that's awesome. I love that. Kerry King, Jerry. Yeah. Oh my god, fucking Slayer, that's hilarious. And man, do you guys remember eating at Kenny Rogers, like Roasters? Did you have them out here?
No
I don't remember Kenny Rogers chicken ever seeing one.
Oh yeah, we had one. It was actually right down the street from the KFC. So they had like this sweet potato thing where it had like graham cracker crust on top of it. That thing was to die for. That was really good. But the chicken was just like, all right, you know, I'm like, I can get that at like a grocery store. Yeah. It was just like roasted chicken. I'm like, okay, Like, do you have special fire or something? I'm like, what's the catch?
Yeah. Well, it's like any restaurant's really kind of like that, dude. It's like, think about it. It's just the same shit, just like prepared a little bit differently. Like,
that's me being all cynical.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, it's, I don't know. It's, it didn't have anything that really made it stood out, I'll just say. So,
does any restaurant really have anything that really stands out?
I've been on a fucking Fazoli's kick because we have one of those right by our house now.
What's that? Like Italian? Like, or
that's Italian, like fast food Italian.
Yeah, but it's like good though, dude. Like we go in there probably once a week, dude. I get like the chicken Alfredo and I add broccoli. It's unlimited breadsticks. They're up in their game, dude. It's very.
I went there like a year or two ago, and I would say it's actually, I think, on par with like Olive Garden.
Oh yeah, 100%. But it's cheaper.
Yeah,
and you said unlimited cheaper breadsticks, so
yeah.
So that sounds good.
It's good, dude. We can go in there and eat like $40, dude, for both of us.
I go to Taco Bell. That's my answer.
Oh my god, dude! I went to Taco Bell today, dude. And I am fucking feeling it, dude.
Yeah, what'd you get?
What?
Just tacos.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Here's the real question: did either of you guys try the Taco Bell chicken wings?
No, I wanted to.
I went and hunted them down.
Any good?
They were actually really good. I'm not going to lie. I thought, like, I'm like, you know, I watched some people.
I doubt anything from Taco Bell is not going to taste good. You know,
they like, only made me shit fucking in 15 minutes instead of 10.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't shit at all. They're actually really good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, look at him, man. He's better than us now.
Yeah.
My 40-year-old bowels can't take this Taco Bell.
I'm kidding right now.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say something about that. I mean, you should really lie low.
You guys have a few years on me, so my stomach hasn't quite caught up yet.
Yeah. Like, I'm in the age now where it's like, if something upsets my stomach, I will not eat it again. And I will remember that. Like, I can't eat that. Like, it sticks with you now.
I like to plan my trips out of the house around what I eat or haven't eaten the day before. So if I have Taco Bell, I'm not going anywhere the next day.
All right. If I go over here, I have to bring an Imodium.
Yeah.
Two Tums and a Pepto-Bismol. And
we got there. Lactaid. Yeah, everything.
And I tape it to my chest like fucking and like Die Hard. When you need it, you just like rip it off, dude. And it's like, I'm ready to go.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, motherfucker.
And then he follows that up with, where do I have a coupon?
I keep a flask of Imodium. You know, some I tell people that it's brandy or something like that because it's cold outside, but really it's just to ease my tummy.
Yeah. Good,
like Portillo's. Like Portillo's is so good, but I can't eat at Portillo's now without getting like horrible, horrible, horrible pain afterwards. And I'm like, I just had a French fry.
Yeah.
So good though. They have a new spicy chicken sandwich, and I'm like, oh, so awesome.
I'm officially on like a salad kick, dude.
Toss salad?
No, just salad.
Vegetables. Sad.
You know, yeah, do they? Can't. Is that part of your new diet, Justin? Sad vegetables. Yeah.
Vegetables are sad, so that means a no.
Are you an anti-vegan? I mean, what is
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So, man, what kind of salads are you eating then? Like, just like a regular garden salad?
Like the shit, like the ones from Target, man, like the bag. And I just add chicken usually. And it's like,
I had that for dinner, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Fancy man. So I added dried cherries and like cut up pieces of apple.
I think so. our generation, too, it's like we ate the most fast food, I think.
Definitely. Without a doubt. Like,
and our intestinal tracts are just going to be killing us, dude.
Well, we've also probably consumed the most amount of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
There's no doubt of that in my mind that our generation has consumed that.
And, untested energy drinks.
Oh, my God.
I got off that shit real quick. I mean, like, the last one I had was 2 years ago, I think. And I can't do it anymore, man. I used to drink that stuff when I'd go out, like, to the clubs and all that. And I would mix it with, like, Sky Vodka. And it was like Sobe, no fear. Oh,
like, dude, I can't even drink coffee every day now, man. Or I get all fucking jittery and shit.
Oh, I have like 7 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah, the best thing ever was when Red Bull had that lawsuit And it was like, well, we could give you a check or we could give you free Red Bull. And everyone's like, I want free Red Bull.
I don't do Monster, but like I used to do Red Bull. I don't know. There was something about it. It's like it was old school cherry Kool-Aid, but you didn't put enough sugar in it. So it was like sour. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it tastes like. I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, Red Bull gave you wings because it just tasted like pure antifreeze.
I switched over to that clean energy drink, and I can't even do that now, man.
I was into Full Throttle for a while, and that was a bad idea. I got an ulcer.
I just switched to pure cocaine.
Isn't there one called that, or is that an alcoholic drink?
I think there is one called liquid cocaine.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I've had it.
I switched to pure Colombian Bam Bam.
Isn't Four Locos, was Four Locos the one that was like a beer or something like that mixed with it?
Yeah, that was a beer.
Yeah, I was big.
You weren't white trash until you had a beer.
Oh yeah. No, really, I'm quite lowbrow.
Speaking of white trash, dude, did you see the new episode of Boba Fett?
I didn't know. Yep. I was just telling them I stopped at episode 2. I haven't seen it yet. Why? What's going on?
So you saw when the Hutts came, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, white trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like the epitome of like white trash.
Did they have one of those like Bubba jugs with like a big straw and it's full of Mountain Dew?
And basically Machete shows up and he's kind of like a pit bull trainer almost.
Yeah, he's kind of like a dog fighter, but it's cool, man.
Yeah, he's kind of like, hey man, you just gotta like, you know, imprint, and then he's gonna like do shit for you.
It's good, dude. It's like, for me, man, it's like they are just coasting with that show. Like,
yeah,
there's bits and pieces that are really good and gives you insight on like Boba, but like it's very much just fan service and like sucking the fans' dick off, dude, showing you like this, like, you know, eye candy, which I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't draw you in like the Mandalorian did.
No way. It's not like a Mandalorian, at all.
Like the Mandalorian, when an episode ends, I'm like, fuck, I need the next one. Like now.
Yeah.
This one, I'm kind of,
It was cool to see all the Tusken Raider stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of get their backstory. But like it just felt like too much like fan service, dude. Like it was just like doing it to do it, and then like what's the end game here, dude? You know, like,
because nobody wanted it though. Like the directions that they're going in, I feel like nobody wanted that.
I think they're just missing, dude. Yeah. You know, like it's just they're trying to like it's like it's almost like they took the success of Mandalorian and they're like, fuck, we got to do this. And they're just like missing, dude.
They're like, well, we'll put it out there and people will watch it.
It's well, like done. Like it looks good. And like,
it definitely does look good.
Like I said, it's bits and pieces that I like. Like it's cool to get the insight on the, on whatever that fucking thing is called, that monster that he brings. What's it called?
Shit. I forgot what
that lives in Jabba the Hutt's.
Like, was that the Rancor?
The Rancor, yeah. So it's cool to get that insight, but like it just feels too easy. Like it's like they're heaving fucking like softball like underhand that like,
yeah, well, yeah.
You know how everybody hated the prequels because they're like there's too much politics in it.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what Boba Fett is.
Pretty much, yeah. So
I didn't hate the prequels because of that. I hated it because of mostly Jar Jar, you know.
I pretty much just hated the prequels because of like everything. In
the second movie, like half of that second movie is watchable. The third movie is good, man. I like, what's the problem with Revenge of the Sith? I'm like, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like stuff happens quickly, but it's like, it still happens. And
my problem
was kind of fun.
The prequels was like, George Lucas was like, what can we stick in it? What can we stick in it? Let's just stick some shit
there. Sell fucking toys, dude. And like,
oh, we need more. We need more.
And then the car chase scene in this last episode, when the dude's getting away, it just felt like they were pitching a fucking ride to like Disneyland, dude. Like, this is going to be the new ride, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, or like a video, or a scene from a video game. It felt too like, well, how can we market this to make money later, you know? And it's just like, how about this fucking write a good show?
Well, dude, and then and then the kids on the Vespas. I was just like, oh
yeah,
that's the neutrinos. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, dude. That's it. Just felt like it's a ride. It's like a ride. Yeah. You know, like you're gonna ride on these scooters and you're gonna be chasing the dude wearing like 3D glasses. It's like fuck, you know.
Properties like Star Wars and Indiana Jones work well when there's less of it. When more of it, you fall in love with because there's not a whole bunch out there. So mm-hmm. you have to watch those four movies over and over again.
Yeah.
When in Star Wars case, now there's 9 movies and there's all these different characters. And, you know, eventually in like 50 years, people are going to be like, you know what? I really like Finn. Finn's my favorite character out of all this. Be like, really? Finn over Han Solo? That's okay.
Well, it's like, dude, it's just getting too big, dude. You know, when you see somebody from like the original 3 movies, you're like, yay! And it kind of grounds it. But then it's like, other than that, the story fucking sucks, dude.
Greetings, Spice fans. Silk City Hot Sauce is now sponsoring the Dorkening Podcast Network. Our craft sauces are made in Vermont in small, high-quality batches using locally sourced, farm-grown ingredients. Silk City Hot Sauce comes in a variety of heat strengths and killer flavors like Jezebel, Erotic Fever, Mango Madness, and Good Morning Jonestown. And don't forget our newest creation, Hot Syrup. Make no mistake, Spice fans, this is the queen of sweet heat. There's new and unique flavors coming out all the time. Best of all, right now, listeners of the Dorkening Podcast Network can go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use coupon code DORK. Not only will you get 20% off your order, we'll also throw in a free bottle of hot sauce. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. Coupon code DORK.
You know?
I will say some of the newer stuff, I don't mind the stories, and some of it I definitely hate. Like Rogue One. A lot of people like Rogue One. You still haven't even stayed awake, right? I have tried, I think, 4 times to watch it, and I have fallen asleep every time. Like
maybe it's like that hypnotizing thing that's like you see it, like, and it just puts you to sleep every time because it's got like this sort of filter on it, and it's like a white light filter or something. So maybe that just like knocks you out.
I don't know, dude, but every time at about 10 to 15 minutes into it, I'm out.
Yeah, it's funny too because there's some really good actors in it, and I forget that guy. He was in Dark Knight Rises, right? And he was Roland Dagg, and he's like, Bane, what are you doing, Bane? I'm in charge here. And he goes, do you feel in charge here? You know, like that guy's in it. And he's like, Mads Mikkelsen, you're gonna help me build my Death Star. And I'm like, yeah. Do you feel in charge? Yeah. I don't know. I just been going back to those movies lately. As cool as it is to get caught up in like the Star Wars stuff and all that, it's still not my jam. Like it's cool, but yeah, I'll watch it. It's just not like my favorite thing ever.
It wasn't. I kind of got on the bandwagon, and then it's like, all right, Boba Fett, that's a cool character. And it's like, I just think they feel like, oh, it's Boba Fett. Everybody loves him. We can't do no wrong. And then it's like, they're doing wrong, dude. And it's like, well, what the fuck, dude? You know, what's the third season of The Mandalorian going to be then? You know,
and they don't address anything where it's like, he's like the first episode, he's crawling out of the Sarlacc pit. He gets out of there and it's like, he looks 100% different than he did when he was previously, you know, hit by Luke and pushed into the pit. And he comes out and he's clearly gained 80 pounds. And you're like, no one's going to talk about this.
I'm not going to talk about that because it is fucking 50 years. How many years?
I get it. I'm just saying like for continuity wise and stuff like that, they can bring back Luke Skywalker on whatever and make him look exactly like he looked in the day and all that. But it's like, I just think it's like you said, it's kind of lazy.
Yeah, there's phoning it in, dude. And they think since it's Boba Fett, people are going to watch it and like it. It's like, no. So he just hung out with some Tusken Raiders, dude, and learned, like, a new martial art. That's it, dude?
Yeah. My problem with Boba Fett is it is a little too slow for my liking.
He rode a yak. I mean, you know.
Because it's like Mandalorian, like, jumped to action that, dude. I mean, within, like, 5 minutes of the first episode, you know, you were already in action.
You had that fan service in that, But then there's also a lot of mystery with him not taking his
the mystery. Off. You're exactly yeah. right, dude. You know, like there's so much in that.
There's like no mystery. It's like, all right, here introducing Chewbacca now. All right, here's fucking these guys that you've seen before. Here's these guys. It's like, what the fuck, dude? You know, like I don't yeah, like
it's a never ending like revolving door of yeah. new characters.
I don't like any of the I'm not attached to any of the characters. Like
yeah.
At first episode of Mandalorian, you're attached to him and then Baby Yoda, dude, when you see him.
I like Fennec. I think she's cool, but I think it's hilarious that they put her in a helmet for the action sequences. I'm like, of course, you know, like what's up? You got to put everybody in a helmet. You know, it's so funny. Yeah. She's doing well. Like I like Ming-Na, so.
Yeah, no, it's kind of boring, but. Well, I mean, I'll stick with it, hoping it gets better. But yeah,
I mean, right I now, hope they don't do more than one season, dude. I hope they just kind of like conclude it, you know.
Let me ask you this, because this came out this week. What do you guys think of the preview of Moon Knight? Have you had a chance to watch that?
I have watched it, and it looks like it's actually going to be pretty good.
Which one is that?
Moon Knight, he's kind of like dressed all in like white, and he's got like a faceless mask and a hood. Kind of looks like a mummy. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
It's like a schizophrenic guy. He's actually a superhero.
Oh, shit.
It's weird because he's not exactly a superhero. He's definitely not a villain, but he yeah. does stuff, and it's like, all right, he might go like kill someone, you know, but he's kind of crazy. Like,
he's kind of like Venom almost.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's like Venom. Oh, it's
speaking of which, I finally watched Venom Carnage.
What do you think of that,
dude? I actually loved it.
Yeah,
it's so funny. It's one of those things where it's like I did not expect that movie to make me laugh as hard as it did, and the fact that it's got like big hits of action, it's got scary monsters, and it made me laugh. Like, what more do you want?
I watched it with one of my
favorite movies I watched last year.
Yeah, I watched it with a girlfriend, and she's never watched any of, you know, she didn't watch the first Venom movie, and she loved it. She was like, this is great. I want to watch the first Venom movie. No.
Why not? You know?
Dude, I thought you said it had big hits of acid in it. I'm like, well.
Big hits of acid.
That'd be the spin on it, though, dude. You know?
Give me some acid, man.
I do like the tie-in to Spider-Man. With the last Venom movie, that was good.
Yeah, that was cool.
Or they show that they're in the same kind of universe at that Mexican club, and then
yeah,
if you stay for the after scenes of the new Spider-Man, it ties it all together.
Yeah, and they said that they might work that into Garfield in there, because now there's a call for people to get him back.
I know Tom Holland said he's done, but Andrew Garfield, he doesn't do it for me.
Really, Tom Holland doesn't want to do another one? Why?
Because I think he's just, I mean, I get it. He's young. He probably wants to do something else other than Spider-Man his whole life. So.
How about shut the fuck up? Money, dude.
Yeah, that's me. I'd yeah. be like, how much? Yes, please.
Whose dick do I need to suck?
Dude, he just needs to be like Robert Downey Jr. He could probably just be like
Harvey Weinstein. Do it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like, I'll be Iron Man and whatever you want me to be, just paint
yeah.
me. Yeah, that before he did Iron Man, nobody would touch him. Like, what yeah. was it? He was doing independent films again because nobody wanted to touch him. That movie reinvigorated his career.
Well, actually, I would say the movie that invigorated his career was U.S. Marshals.
But he had a large span of time afterwards where he was not doing anything.
Yeah, but that was his
US and by the way, thank you for mentioning U.S. Marshals, because I fucking love that movie. So
House.
No, that's the first one, bro.
I think
where's the kid? Give me the kid.
Dude, I was insane. Like I found video footage of I haven't released yet for the YouTube channel of me visiting the fugitive train wreck site. It's in like Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Like that where he jumps, you know, and that first one.
Yeah.
All those trains are still there, dude. And the buses that it hits, it says Chicago Correctional Facility or whatever, Cook County on there. So I was going through that footage. I'm like, dude, I never released this video. because my plan was to go and film other locations in Chicago where they, like, you know, exteriors and stuff, but I never did that. So it's like, shit, dude, I have to release this fucking footage, bro. This is some good shit, dude.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
I recreated a scene where he's down there and he's like underneath and like the water and shit, dude. I'm like, I'm in it, dude. It's like, fuck.
That sounds awesome, actually. I definitely want to see that.
So fuck,
absolutely.
Man. I was cleaning up my laptop and I was going through. So I found so much footage, dude. I have like 12 videos, dude. I have a video of me and Justin and Phoenix do that last day that we filmed that I haven't released. I got shit from California, like movie locations. It's like, damn, dude.
How do you manage your time with that kind of stuff? Like, do you have like a schedule you keep to for videos?
I like to release a new video every Thursday, but some weeks I don't do it. And like this week, today is Thursday, so I was going to try to get one out today, but like that's why I was going through the footage. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking rush it, dude. I'm just going to skip a week. I'll get back at it next week. You know, and then I just want to try to do one video a week, a new video. And if I miss a week here and there, you know, it's all good.
You still got that YouTube money?
Not really. I mean,
no.
I get a check from them every once in a while, but not.
That's cool. My buddy posted a video of like piranhas or paku, like the fish that he had. And they were like eating a mouse that he put in there. And he gets a check once a quarter because of how many views it has. It's insane.
Cool. That's good, dude.
I buy piranhas just to feed them for money.
Yeah, like that's the total American dream. Like he's now getting residuals for like a bullshit video, you know?
See, that's like a lazy YouTuber, dude. Like I would.
Oh yeah, well, he never intended for that to happen. It just a windfall just fell in his lap. But he's like, hey, these fish ain't free.
But like for me, I'm to the point now with the channel. The more videos and more time watched is more money for me. So I mean, it would make sense to do more than one video a week just because there's more eyes on it and I'm monetized. So any video I put out there new is automatically monetized.
Cool.
So it's getting, I get residuals on everything, dude. You know? So
good.
Like that Clown Motel video I did a couple of years ago, it's got like 10 or 12,000 views. And I've made like $100 on that video so far.
That's great.
Yeah. So I mean, if all of them kind of like fold into that, dude, you know, it'd be fucking some good money, you know.
I love the Rookie of the Year one. That was one of my favorites. Yeah.
I mean, I think that just had 1,000 views, so that's gonna start going into that territory too, you know.
My favorite video is Sheboygan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nude Beach.
That's a good video, dude. I rewatched that one the other day and it's like, damn, dude, like for what that video is and like how much time I put in that, it's like, that's a pretty good video, dude. Like, it's nice.
Over 2 years ago now.
It's a weird one, dude. It's like the camping stuff and like we do like a little bit of sightseeing and then it's like the fucking toy store. It's like two opposites, dude. So
the wave riders, right?
Yeah, it's so weird, man.
Well, dude, that's Wisconsin for you.
You didn't get any of the kites, did you?
There's a fucking toy store out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I did get some of the kites, dude.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah,
kites in there.
It was interesting. So, let's see. Has anybody been to the movie theaters to see anything?
I have.
We didn't talk about the big one. So we've kind of talked about it. Did you guys finally get to see Spider-Man? We can finally talk about it.
I didn't get to see it. I mean, I've been so busy with shows and working. I haven't even done shit, dude. So
then, Justin, what do you think? You don't have to give away any spoilers, but
give away spoilers because I already spoiled it for myself online.
He shoots a web, man.
I really enjoyed it. I think they did very good integrating all of them and all the villains and all that stuff. I really liked it a lot.
Jamie Foxx was great. Thomas Hayden Church was great. All the villains were amazing. You know,
yeah, William Dafoe,
Alfred Molina, like those guys to me, Alfred Molina and William Dafoe stole the show. It was just great. because you've got other guys in there from the other ones, like in Jamie Foxx, total redemption for his character coming out.
Oh, absolutely. And he was way better in this one than he was in the standalone movie.
Yeah, and he knew he had to be too. So he's like, oh, I'm getting a second chance at this. So because he doesn't really like, I don't see a lot of Jamie Foxx movies coming out nowadays. Do you?
No.
He does a lot of producing, I think, now.
Is he doing, yeah, because wasn't he doing that Power, Project Power or something? Or
yeah, he did Raising Project Dion. Power.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah, he did Raising Dion too, or something like that. I don't know. He's done a lot.
They may be related on Netflix. I don't know, but I've never seen either. So
I wanna see Spider-Man. I'm just gonna wait at this point. Because we tried this at the first week it came out, and it was just everything was sold out, and I'm like, fuck that, dude. I'm not gonna wait in line and shit. Fuck all that.
I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I love this movie, as much as everybody loved this movie, Ghostbusters is still my thing. You know, I'm going to say Ghostbusters was my favorite movie of 2021, undoubtedly. And I just am way more into Ghostbusters than I am into Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm a Ghostbusters kid for sure, dude. Over anything comics. You know, I love that fucking Ghostbusters cartoon. You know,
I was actually watching that episode, the first episode of it yesterday.
This is good shit, dude. It's so fun, yeah, man. Because it's a little more believable than, like, superheroes. Yeah, I guess they're superheroes in a way, but they're just normal dudes with, like, gear, you know? So
it's true.
It could be real, you know? It could be real, you know? And that's where it's relatable to me as a kid. I remember, like, yeah, I could do that. Like, it's, like, almost attainable. And, like, you could never be Spider-Man, dude. You could never be Superman. You could be a fucking Ghostbuster, dude, you know?
Yeah, and they have local chapters and all that, like the Chicago Ghostbusters or the Boston, Massachusetts Ghostbusters, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And in a way, like, I am a Ghostbuster because I visit haunted locations, so.
Well, yeah, but you're more of like a let's talk to the ghost, not bust them guy.
I bust them, you know, doing shit.
You want to bust them? Yeah.
I could be like,
you trap them?
Hey, don't do that. Got you. Yeah. And then, like, walk away.
You're like, Matt, you could be living it up in sunny San Bernardino, California.
You just don't know that Matt and Shannon have a commercial down there in Austin. They're
like, do you experience feelings of dread in your attic or basement?
Funny.
Call us now at 555-444.
Yeah, it could, man. Could do something like that.
But yeah, I did enjoy in the Spider-Man when they're all like, you make,
I knew you were gonna like it.
You make your webs naturally, like, how do they come out of you?
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, out of the pee hole or what?
I know.
But yeah, so I saw Spider-Man, and then this last weekend I went and saw the new Scream movie.
Yeah, so what's that one like?
Just wait for it to come out. Don't even waste your fucking time on it.
Dude. Yeah, I saw that Jamie Kennedy had like a 35-minute YouTube video of his reaction.
Like, it's literally, they just fucking recycled.
I'm sure, dude.
It's like not even like original recycling. It's just 100% like fucking recycled.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was going to be bad, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Does it have any good kills at least?
Honestly, they're kind of the recycled kills.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like, watching Halloween Kills, I'm like, all right, there's some decent kills in this film. So, like, I could, you know, go on watching it. Dude, and then I got through it and I'm like, this is interesting.
Other than the ending of Halloween Kills, like, I love that movie.
Oh yeah, the bullshit scene at the end, 2 minutes.
That hit on every, like, good, cool, awesome, funny, yes, kill, blood, and then like, just fucking kill him, dude. You can always bring him back. You don't need to show that now. He doesn't need to kill everybody right now, dude. Come on. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little over the top where it's like Mike Myers versus literally everyone in the world. And it's like, okay, maybe some people don't have to be. Oh, no, they're already dead. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
like, but, yeah.
They're playing the long game, they are.
Yeah, Scream was bad. I mean,
and that's not a Blumhouse, right?
No. No, it's a Wes Craven movie, but
was Fantasy Island better than the new Scream?
No, David Arquette was the best part of it.
Wow.
Same par. Actually, I think the new Fantasy Island is probably more entertaining, I'll be honest.
Well, you can't kill David Arquette. So
Zing.
I won't spoil it for you.
Oh, they kill him. Okay. All right. I'm guessing he dies a hero's death, but whatever. What's his name? Dennis Quaid's son, Jack.
Yeah, Jack Quaid, yeah.
He's a cool dude.
He's in The Boys.
I mean, just that. He's also on Lower Decks for Star Trek.
Yeah.
So he does that, and he plays Boimler. And
he looks like his fucking dad, though.
Matt's like, nerd shit.
No, I can't wait for the next season of The Boys, dude, because it has Jensen Ackles in it, and we're probably going to see his dick, dude.
Okay, then.
So you just want to see his dick is what you're saying.
I kind of just want to see his dick, dude.
Let me write that down. I kind of just want to. Okay. Dude, this isn't Wilford Brimley we're talking about here.
Matt didn't follow that up with no homo. He literally just said,
He's genuinely interested.
I don't want to like do nothing, but like I just like, hey, that's a nice fucking dick, dude. You know,
like you can
give somebody a compliment, right?
You guys go to Family Brewing all the time. What are you gonna do if you see him?
Like, I'm gonna also, I'll be it's like, also hey. Okay to give him a little kiss.
I'll be like this. If he shows a dick, I'll be like, hey, nice fucking dick. You know, like,
and he's like, damn right. He gets in his black car and drives away. Carry on my wayward son.
You're like, we're huge fans of you and your dick.
And
thank you for using the word huge. No, thank you, Jensen. I just read an article about him on how he said that Jessica Alba was difficult to work with and all that. And I'm like, yeah, kind of. I'd have to imagine. That's crazy.
I can see that one. But yeah, I can't wait for The Boys to come out. And then I definitely can't wait for that Nicolas Cage movie to come out. Where
That's going to be great.
I don't know what new movies are giving. I have to watch previews, dude. I don't even know.
Did either of you guys get to watch Pig? I know I talked about it enough, but did any of you get to check it out?
I started watching Pig, but then I got like exhausted because it was like 12:30 at night.
Yeah, so you gotta watch it because it's a slow burn. I fucking loved it, dude. I thought it was so good. It was like it had this element to it that's very John Wick, but it's not a violent film. And there's violence in it, but he's not the perpetrator. So it's like you're just like, what the hell is happening? And he's got like a sort of like taken certain set of skills sort of mentality, but it's about food and it's really friggin' interesting. It's a very interesting role to see him play. I like that one a lot.
Can I just say, Matt, I love your new phone case.
Thanks. Yeah, I got the 13 Pro, and then I went to go get a case at Five Below, and they have nothing. They had nothing except for these flower ones.
Yeah,
ones with like they looked even more girlier than this one. So I was like, well, I guess I'm getting that case.
Well, that looks just like your collection of tea cozies.
No, yeah, I mean,
I want you to pull that out as you tell Mr. Jason Ankles about his dick.
Hey, check out my phone case. Can I take a picture of your dick with it?
he's like, buy my book. Whoa!
He's gonna be like,
what did we fucking watch, dude? I watched Good Will Hunting the other day, dude.
One or two.
But
I don't know. Dude, well, like,
what did we watch before that?
Well,
Will Hunting.
Well, talk going back to movie previews. Have you guys watched the one for the Foo Fighters 4 movie that's coming out?
Yeah, the 666 or something.
I haven't watched it, but I'm sure I'll like it.
I think I sent it to you. One, you're buffering there, Justin.
Tenacious D to it.
Oh, nice. The Tenacious D element.
It definitely it reminded me of something like Tenacious D would be.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely watch that, dude. That should be a good one.
That's a must, and it's coming straight to theaters, so it's not going to be a streaming.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah,
I'll be checking.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. Now we're like, he starts playing Everlong. He's like, I just wrote this, and they're like, no, you literally wrote that 20 years.
Like that song's like 20 years old, bro.
Shit, dude. You guys want to hop into Weekend Geek, dude?
Weekend Geek. I pet this cat. A Weekend Geek. So he wants to be on the show. He's just like a total jerk.
Look at him, dude. He's fucking.
Yeah, I know. Since you guys can't see this at home, Justin's playing with his pussy right now.
Yep, sure am. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
He's just stroking it and making noises.
He's touching his beans, dude.
I am. Him touches beans, yeah. He's like, stop touching the beans. That's the best.
Rub it circular. Rub it circular.
Okay. All right. Like that. All right. Is that it? All right. One. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a, look, he's got a little man in a boat. Okay. You're like, that's gross. You can't say that about a pet.
Oh. All right. So I guess I'll go first. Well, we covered a lot of what I did. But yeah, so I finished Seinfeld. And then I picked up on The Righteous Gemstones. Second season that came out, so three episodes into that, and it's as great as all the other ones because I fucking love that show.
Danny McBride, man, he can't go wrong, can he?
He can't. And I mean, dude, I love The Righteous Gemstones. Like, it's just so great. So I'm happy that it came with the season two. So I'm happy that that started.
Is Walter Goggins on that too, or?
Yeah.
Nice.
He played. Walter Goggins plays like their uncle, like Billy.
I love them on Vice Principal. That was, oh yeah, they were good on that.
Yeah. He's very much like a one note wonder, but I like that note he plays, dude.
I totally agree.
He always plays the
who?
He always plays the weirdo, so you're like, we need a guy that's going to be fucking weird and kind of give you a slight gay tone. You're
yeah, like, mm-hmm. Give me Sam Rockwell, but cheaper.
Yeah. And then I caught up on Peacemaker, which is great.
I got to start that.
Dude, that is a crazy show, and I mean, if you like the Suicide Squad like we did, just going through that first episode, you're giving you the idea of what's going on. You're just like, yes, fuck yes, yes.
Right. So it has that Boys vibe to it or what?
It is worse than The Boys.
Definitely The Boys vibe, but like more R-rated.
Cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to see John Cena's dick.
Kind of?
You don't get to see his dick, but definitely a lot of whitey tidy shots.
Yeah, there's like an implication that it's there, so it's like
the implication is what it's about, dude. It's
yeah,
I mean, you get to see him fucking, but you don't get to see the dick.
Okay,
so it's funny too. I'm watching that episode. I think that was what, episode two, and then like the chick doesn't even say anything, does she?
No.
The implication is they can't leave, so they will have sex with us. Okay? Like. We're on the boat in the middle of the ocean. The implication is they can't leave, so they have to stay. Are we raping these girls? No. It's the implication.
Is it Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Oh my talking god!
Talking about implications on a boat. Maybe
he's like, wait a minute.
Time in Hollywood too, and they're like, he killed his wife.
He's
and
like, all this. You do he's is like
the dark gun, like the gun go off. And he's like, yeah.
He's like, wait a minute, are we the tasty treats? Are we the tasty dishes?
Oh, you were talking about Cliff from the Tarantino movie there, the Once Upon a Time?
Yeah. Right?
Dude killed his wife.
He killed his wife, but doesn't show it. They just imply it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's implications.
I love it. That's great. So how long did it take you to get through Seinfeld?
Seinfeld took me like a solid like 2 weeks of like nonstop watching it.
Yeah, because it's a half hour show, right? So yeah.
It took me almost a month, but I took breaks. Like I would watch it for like a week straight and stop.
You get a palate cleanser, you're watching like an episode of Mad About You.
No, never watch Mad About You. Fuck that show.
Richard Kind, I'm in the show.
Show sucks. But Seinfeld, I could see we could blast through it in 2 weeks, dude. It's an easy watch.
Come on, bud.
Yeah, it's a lot of easy watches where like I would just stop and be like, oh shit, I'm on like season six now.
Yeah.
When did that start?
Kind of like you kind of have to limit yourself too, man, because I would just limit myself to 4 or 5 a day.
You know? So who's your favorite secondary character? Doesn't have to be one of the main four characters, but it can be. But who's your favorite secondary character?
Probably Putty.
Putty's great. Putty is like he made the later seasons of that show.
I'd say
Newman. He's like
Newman is great too.
Newman's great.
I'm a big Newman guy because I love the rivalry that they had, but I also love like the silly friendship that he has with Kramer. You know.
Either their dad, Gary's dad or George's dad too. They're both really good.
Yeah. Those are great.
Oh yeah, George's dad, man. He's hilarious. I like the Mandelbaums, you know.
Mandelbaum.
The neighbor in Florida. It writes upside down, Jerry.
it's a face pen, Jerry.
It's a Cadillac.
Fuck. I finished it. Now I can't think of the guy's name, the comedian that Jerry hates. And I was like, that's cold, Jerry.
Oh, Banya. Banya.
Yeah, Banya. Yeah, yeah.
Soup. Soup's not a meal, Jerry. Why do they call it Ovaltine? The tin's round. Yeah. The lid's round. They should call it Brownteen. Gold, Jerry. That's gold.
That's gold, Jerry. Pure gold.
God, it's so funny. He's just making fun of himself because he knows how lame that joke is.
That's like, it's like all the fucking nerds on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Facebook group. Just people like Banya, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt. Yeah. Everyone was going crazy today because someone used a laser to engrave the cover of The Last Ronin onto like a Yeti cup. And everyone's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool, but like, I've seen things before, you know,
I've had sex.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, what's cool. Boobs.
Dude. But like,
I'm like, and they're everywhere.
And that's why you're the leader of the group.
I am. I'm like, he will show us the way. I'm like, this is the way over here.
That Donatello I bought for $30. I threw it up on there in the chat. On the group, and I listed it for like $420 plus shipping, you know. And I should have turned off comments, dude, because you can.
Oh no!
And rule number one in that group is no price commentary at all.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking first 5 comments, too much, too outdated. And it's like, I commented on back to this one guy. I was like, dude, you know what? I screenshotted like the rules. I'm like, dude. Shut the fuck up, dude. How about you just mind your own business? You know, and then we went back and forth, dude. Like this and that, this and that, this and that. And finally, I said, well, dude, I'm not being a bitch, dude. You are. Like, you are violating every fucking rule on here about arguing, about price commentary, about everything. I'm just fucking calling you out, dude. The only reason I'm calling you out is because you fucking knock the price and you fucking start tearing it apart. You're going to kill a sell for me. Someone who might see that and want it and then go down and fucking see you bashing it just because you want it for cheaper. Because that's what they do. They bash stuff.
Exactly.
You get it for fucking yep. cheaper. So I said, fuck all of you. And I just fucking took it off and I put it on eBay. It's like, and that and now I remember why I don't sell stuff in that fucking group. It's because it's just a bunch of fucking pussy ass haters, dude.
That's like that incel culture where it's like they're angry at women because they can't, you know, get a girl. You know, yeah. So they like nag them all the time. Like, and it's like, yeah,
like dudes are tearing it apart. Oh, does it really mean mint on card? It's like, bitch, dude, it's an unopened figure from fucking 1988 on card back, dude. That's not trash. It's fucking mint, dude. And they're talking about, well, it would get this grade if you sent it out and it's really only worth this. It's like, who are you, dude? You work for them? Like, I don't, it's your, everyone has an opinion and they're like assholes, dude. Like, you are, you know, it's like, fuck off. So it's just like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. It's like, oh, now I remember why I don't fucking come here anymore. Awesome, dude. Because you guys are a bunch of crybaby ass bitches, dude.
It's tough with that. And I mean, I don't know. It seems like the market's still there for turtle stuff.
It's not going away, dude. It's not going away. So, I mean, careful, sell, like, I think I listed it for $475. Was shipping on eBay. I've been sending out offers at like $450. Like when people watch it, I'll send out an offer. And I think tomorrow I'll probably drop it to $400 and it'll sell, dude. It'll sell. I'm not worried, dude. And it's not like I need the money or anything. It's just like, you know, I'd like to get the most out of it, especially now on eBay, dude. If it sells for $400, that's like $80 in fees, dude. And like,
yeah. Fuck.
You know, it's like
not only that, you get the fucking assholes that when they get it, they're gonna be like, oh, the corner's got a slight bend.
No, nope. I took photos of every close-ups of all four corners on either side, and I literally called out in the listing, dude. You know, and yeah. The person who buys it, I'm gonna say, hey, did you read the listing? Did you look at the photos? Yes, and yes. And if they say anything to me, like, you literally said you read the listing and saw the photos, so you would have seen this. So, no, I'm not giving you money back. Like, you can fucking suck my fucking dick.
Yeah, just like that guy who, a long time ago when I sold him that comic card set, he was like, this is complete trash. I can't believe you'd even sell this to someone. No. I was like, all right, send it back. Well, I don't want to send it back. I want to
keep
it.
God, dude. And I got another one, man. This, like, dude with a jersey. Like, it says extra large, and I motherfucking put the measurements in there. I don't know what type brand it is, but it's like, it measures to be, like, a fucking large or whatever. So I even said,
which is common enough, you know. So
check the fucking measurements, dude. The dude message doesn't fit. He sends a photo and he's like, not even, he's like, can't, doesn't fit him. So I said, yeah, dude, it doesn't fit you. I'll make the exception. You can send it back to me at your cost and I'll refund you the money before I shipping. So he eats the shipping twice is what it turned out to be. And he's like, all right, I'll do that. And he's like, wait, it doesn't fit. You need to give me all this money, blah, blah. And I said, no, I don't, dude. I could deny the fucking request in eBay for the return. And I just didn't. I just said, I accepted. And then he just, I'm waiting. He's like, well, you need to send me a label. And I just ignored it. So he has until fucking January 31st. And then it closes out the next day in my favor. So
oh, I don't good.
Like I said, send it the fuck back, dude. I'm not giving you any money. You should have, I'm like, look at the fucking measurements, dude, because sizes across the board for everything, jeans, shirts, whatever, there it ranges. So, like, I never order something without reading, dude. And people just
don't read. Well, I dealt with that last weekend as I was talking to you, the guy who ordered jeans from me and then continued to write me a 9-page essay on they were wrongly labeled and it was my fault. And I said, no, the Levi's are not wrongly labeled. They're manufactured different everywhere you go.
Yeah,
I said, I could take 6 pairs of Levi's at a 38-32, best size I wear, and I guarantee I will not fit every single size.
They will range an inch in or an inch out, and plus they're cotton. So if someone dries them on high heat, and cotton conforms to, like, the body that they're on. So, like, my jeans are 40 fucking 30s. They might not fit another 40-30. You know, it's somebody else that wears them because my body and my hips – and my waist all sit differently than you or you.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like people just don't get that, dude. You have to break them in, you know?
Yeah, that's why I also, like, I was telling the guy, I said, well, go to your favorite jeans, look at the tag and see where they're manufactured. Start that way and then go from there. Yeah. I'm like, these are not wrongly labeled. It's just they are different in every country they're manufactured.
Shit, dude.
It's like a new pair of underwear. At first, they're restrictive, but eventually, they become a part of you.
Shit, dude. Yeah. I mean, I did a t-shirt, or not a t-shirt show, but I did a vintage, like, clothes show in Dallas this weekend. And, dude, it was fucking lit, dude. Like, there was, like, 200 vendors, like, and I saw some fucking crazy shit, man. And people were ready to fucking spend money, man.
That's cool.
They weren't haggling with me, and people were coming up. Hey, you buy stuff? You trade? I'm like, yeah, what do you got? I traded this dude a fucking broke down ass, faded out X-Files shirt that I paid $8 for a fucking 1980s vintage Sherpa line Levi fucking jacket. $75 online, dude. It had the old Levi's logo, made in USA, and like. Literally, I paid $8 for the shirt. I got a $70 jacket, and then I flipped the jacket the same day for $50, dude.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, dude, I didn't have to do shit with it. I just, like, put it on a coat hanger and made $50, dude, and gave the guy an $8 shirt. And so, and then I bought a Heath Ledger Joker face.
I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, the Dark Knight, extra large. Dude, that shirt sells for $100, dude. I bought that.
Oh, my God.
I bought it for $20 off this kid, dude. I'm like, he's like 35. I'm like, we take 20? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. So people were just dealing, dude. I definitely would do that show again, man. It was good to be, you know, it was good all around, man. Money was made, shit was bought, you know, shit was traded across the board. I handed out flyers, I fucking handed out stickers. I did an interview and I made it into somebody else's YouTube video. So yeah, it was cool, man. It was a fun weekend, dude. I didn't get to do much because I was gone. I pretty much gone from, you know, Friday, Saturday into Sunday. And yeah, dude, geeked out over fucking clothes, dude. You gotta love it, man.
That's really fun. Yeah, let me know if you find some 2X Metallica t-shirts. That's what I need.
I come across Metallica shirts all the time, man. And then the 2X ones, they probably will go pretty quick, dude. And the cost for those is up there because bigger dudes pay a lot for clothes.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, okay. if you don't mind the newer print ones, I think I have a couple.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, as long as it's not saying anger, it's all good. But did you have anything else that you saw or like watched or anything you want to talk about? Or
I watched Good Will Hunting. And dude, I was
good fucking movie.
I was just bawling, dude, at parts of that movie. I was like, fuck this, dude. It hits so much different when you get older, man. It's like shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I like to think about what happens in that catcher's mitt and it makes me cry.
Yeah. And he's like, it's all right, Will. No, it's all right, Will.
You know what it is? It's fucking Robin Williams. Yeah. Like when Robin Williams get in there, you're just like, oh God, we lost him way too soon.
The fact that he fucking killed himself, and you can see the torment, his torment in all of his characters now when you watch Robin Williams movie. You can see
brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant performance. Like you go all the way back to like what was it? Fucking Good Morning Vietnam. You know, and you watch that movie and you see him and he's like chasing people around. I'm like, I didn't realize it was like this the first time I saw it. And I watched it again. I'm like, shit, there's a lot of pain in this movie, you know, like, and everyone's like, oh, the fucking Good Morning Vietnam, you know, and he's like funny and hilarious and all that. But there's like, holy shit, someone blows someone up and he's running after the guy. I'm like, there's some shit.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like a deep like movie there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Dead Poets Society, like I will fight someone over that movie. Like that movie is so deeply personal for me, you know? And I was telling my kids about it.
Like even movies like Patch Adams and shit, they're all fucking tearjerkers.
You know, I've never seen that movie. It's never come up.
All of them, man.
Dude, Patch Adams is sad. Dude, Jack is fucking sad, dude.
Jack, yeah, absolutely. Another good one, yeah.
I think that was just Robin Williams just, like, trying and asking for help, dude. That was his call out, doing those movies.
I like 1 Hour Photo and Insomnia, and he even did one called The Final Cut, you know, like those films. But yeah. Insomnia, man, holy shit. Yeah. You're like, what? What is happening? You know, it's like fucking Jumanji guy.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't there one more World's Greatest Dad or whatever, where his kid commits suicide?
That is directed by Bobcat Goldthwait too. So he was talking about that when he was on the show with us.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I was looking at that too. That's that has become our most popular show. So
yeah,
good for them. Good for those guys. They've done well. So Maybe like on Twitter, how I tagged Andy Dick. Maybe he'll get on and be like, "How much for your cat?"
I'm gonna be like, you can only do the show if you do a fucking bump of cocaine in front of
us. Sign me up for two shows.
Tell him we'll pay him $30 a show, and he'd probably do it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I know you got a cameo out there. We'll give you a show for some cheese and a Ritz cracker. Yeah, done. Dude.
Do 15 minutes on our show and we give him like whatever the $60 cameo is, dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we'll like,
go ahead and plug whatever you want. He's like, check out my OnlyFans.
Check out my butthole.
We're gonna send you a picture of Jensen Ackles' wiener. So
dude, I want you to go to a Comic-Con if he's there, and I want you to have a still of that screen and be like, I want you to autograph.
Well, if he even shows his dick, dude, but he's gonna fuck. He's gonna have to fuck or get fucked by Homelander.
He's gonna get a stunt dick.
Yeah, so there you go, dude.
or whatever. Even if it's a stunt dick, you need to go to a Comic-Con show and have him autograph the picture of the stunt.
Be like, can you sign my penis and I can get it tattooed on my penis?
Like, yeah, sure. No problem. Like, wow.
My penis over your penis like this?
Can you sign both together so that when we get together, we can look at it and then it'll be like we're best friends? Yeah, no problem. Oh, God, that's exactly how I do it with my brother, Sam.
I saw the boys and you have a really nice dick. Can we take a picture with your dick on top of my dick?
Yeah, no problem. Oh my God. Let's move on then to my week in geek. I had kind of an interesting week. I did.
Going back to dick.
Go ahead.
He has to have a dick print on something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. It's like if he writes a book, he would put it in the book.
And speaking of Wilford Brimley, he was in Seinfeld.
He was in what?
Postmaster General.
As what?
He was in Seinfeld.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sorry, we were getting Kramer, a little weird. Yeah. Getting a little weird there. So a little weird on the Zoom. Zoom.
After all the dick talk, you kind of like spazzed out.
Yeah, that's what happens. So it jizzed out. So I did a big episode with a fellow podcaster on Metallica, right? So we went through all the albums, like the top 20 songs, everything like that. It was so much fun, like just like a blast to go through. So I had been doing nothing but research on it. I watched Some Kind of Monster from 2008 or something like that, maybe 2003, I'm not sure when. And that was like their big documentary of like what's happening and when Metallica almost broke up. They brought in a therapist and they had Bob Rock, the producer who was playing bass for him. So it's like, okay. And that is clearly their worst album ever that they were making. And it's funny to watch them and they're like, yeah, yeah, it's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the only thing I can think of is Family Guy, like when Peter's trying to write down lyrics and all that. And it's like, oh yeah, what rhymes with, flaming butthole? I'm just like, oh yeah. It's like such garbage music too. So it's just like, oh. But it was really fun to go through and just like kind of catch up on stuff. It was like, I hadn't listened to some of the stuff in years. And I'm like, you fall right back in that fandom. I was such a huge Metallica fan back in the day. I don't know, were you guys into Metallica at all? Or
I was in the beginning. And then like Load and Reload came out.
Yeah, who was it?
And Garage Inc. And I kind of fell off. And then I went and saw them in concert and like 2010 or 2012 or something, and it was what's the Coffin album?
So that was Death Magnetic.
Okay, right? Yeah, so that was for that tour. So they play all old stuff and then they play a few songs off that, and they fucking rock, dude. That they had their old stage.
Yeah, they got it back.
They walk like, around and everybody gets a front row, dude. You know, like, dude, they sound just like the fucking CD, dude.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So fucking good, dude.
They are one of those groups that it's like on the road. It's just like this experience, and the only like we were talking about this on the show. The other guy was from a Movie Marquee podcast that I listened to, and his name's Ted, and he said he's like, I can't think of another group out there that had a 5-album stretch, because even if you don't count like Load and Reload, you've got Kill 'Em All, then you've got Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets, and Justice for All, and then the Black Album. What other, you know, rock group can you think of that had that, like, just constant hits like that for 5 Later. Albums in a row? Not even, you know, not even the Beatles, man, maybe, you know, it's like maybe that's it. Because even Led Zeppelin had 4 good ones in a row, you know, it's like, that's tough. So they're just like iconic. So I was all jazzed up about that for like a week. I'm like, man, fucking Metallica. I'm like walking around the house like,
Garth fucking Brooks had 5 in a row.
Were they good?
Yeah.
I'm not a Garth Brooks fan. I have no perspective here. Okay. So
Garth Brooks is the best.
Is he the best? I don't know. I mean, people talk about him like he was the best, but I didn't know he had 5.
You got to blame it all on his roots. He showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
What about like Chris Gaines? Is that one of these albums?
Yeah, it's underrated, bro.
It's underrated? Is it really?
he was doing that shit and like doing like performance crap for a movie. And then the movie, I think, didn't get picked up. So this looked like he went nuts and did like an alter ego, but it was all for a movie that never came out.
Are we talking about Joaquin Phoenix or are we talking about Garth Brooks?
We're talking about fucking Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines, a.k.a. Garth Brooks.
I will tell you this. One of my favorite all-time episodes of Saturday Night Live was hosted and musical guest Garth Brooks. Hilarious fucking episode.
Saturday Night Live is hosted by Charles Barkley with musical guest Nirvana.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Yeah. I also like the Bill Murray one where Sting is the guest. That's pretty cool too. So that's like right in my wheelhouse.
I never remember any of the musical groups on Saturday Night Live.
I remember Fishbone was on and I don't know. When I like the group, I remember them, but it's like a lot of times they're like, oh, and this person, and I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck that is. Like, they're like, oh, Arcade Fire. I'm like, I have no fucking clue. I've never heard of this person in my life.
So I was just looking at like news breaks right now, and I got to get you guys' opinion on this. They're coming out with a Christmas Story with the original Ralphie May actor coming back.
Ralphie May, the fat guy?
Or not Ralphie May, but Ralphie.
He's like, I don't know about you guys, but Christmas was funny in my house. My father would get a turkey, and you know what it is? It's like, my Ralphie May.
But yeah, they're bringing back a Christmas Story.
The second one that they made was terrible.
Yep.
I mean, that's such a classic, dude. You don't need to remake it, man. Because, I mean, that.
Well, they're not remaking it. They're coming out with a sequel.
Still, you don't need to do anything with that. It's just a fucking money grub, dude. A money grab, man.
Is it directed by Jon Favreau? Is my question.
Let me see. And while I'm looking this up, you two can also talk amongst yourself. Godzilla is coming out with a TV series on Apple Plus or Apple TV.
Yeah, I guess he's going to talk about his early days in which he was really into, eating people. He's vegan.
It's going to call Between Two Volcanoes, and it's going to be him.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, it's a spinoff of Ted Lasso. So you can look for some of those characters to show up.
He's like, I'm feeling talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I'll talk about the other thing I did then. So I got the book here. On Tuesday, I had an interview for the Ninja Turtle show with the author of this, Teenage Ninja to Mutant Turtle, Mr. Ken Scott, who played Raphael in the first and second Ninja Turtles movie.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. In the first one, he did all the stunts, like the fighting and all that. And then there was an actor that did like the movements and the voice work and all that. But he made it to the sequel because they asked him because he did all this and he got away from the stunt work. But he was also the guy where he goes, a fellow chucker, eh? And he was the nunchuck guy.
Nice.
So it was pretty cool. It was interesting to talk to him and just kind of find out his perspective. Lifelong martial artist, you know, he's a musician, director. You know, I was telling Justin he did a movie with Billy Blanks after this. It was pretty interesting.
Was it about Tabo or whatever?
No, it was pre-Tabo, man. It was crazy. You know, but it was basically like Karate Kid if it took place in the 90s. That's how they put it. Billy Blanks was a cop that accidentally killed someone. So he ends up quitting his job and becoming a school janitor. And then he sees this kid getting picked on. So he teaches him martial arts.
That sounds very 1991.
Dude, it's like straight to Cinemax sort of stuff.
And they have like the fucking like the montage sequences.
Yes. So
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Christine Taylor from Hey Dude is in it. Yeah, so Christine Taylor is in it. Ben Stiller's ex-wife, you know, the one from Dodgeball. She played Melanie on Hey Dude. Yeah, she's the love interest. I'm like, nice. And the kid from that played Gary on Weird Science, the show that was on TV, he was like his weird best friend in that. I'm like, holy shit, it's fucking Gary from Weird Science from USA. Yeah, it was an interesting trip. And Justin, what were we talking about before we started? We were talking about an actor and like movies that we liked from that. I forget who it was.
We're talking about Danny Trejo.
Oh, Danny Trejo, like the best Danny Trejo stuff out there.
Yeah.
Any comments? Trejo.
Well, the one where he plays the bad guy.
Oh yeah.
But I was going to say, yeah. Looking up A Christmas Story is going to take place in 1970, 30 years after the original one. Ralphie's got a kid and he's going to head back home to deal with his father's loss. His dad passed away.
Nah.
I don't care. I mean,
yeah.
Like, I don't care. I mean, I hope the lamp shows up, but other than that, I don't care.
Yeah. If there's no leg lamp, fuck them.
Yeah, like, I like, what do you want? You want Flick? You want Grover Dill? You know, like, you
want... There better be some fucking pole action.
Miss Shields, oh. Like, only I didn't say fudge. He's got to talk like that, too.
Instead of a fucking tongue on a pole, it better be a dick.
He's going to have to fight some robbers with a Red Rider BB gun. I mean, oh, it doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, if you can watch the new Home Alone with the little British kid, I guess you can watch this if it's coming to Disney Plus or something. But it doesn't sound great to me, to be honest. Mm. But I'm an asshole.
Yeah, well, back to Danny Trejo, something that's actually good. So, yeah, what's your favorite Danny Trejo role?
Like him in Machete is probably my favorite, but he was really good in Spy Kids.
My favorite was Bubble Boy, as we discussed before the show.
Yes, you did say that. Yeah, Bubble Boy. From Dusk Till Dawn was pretty badass, too, but I don't know if that's a huge role.
Still, dude, any role where he takes his shirt off and you can see that epic tattoo, man, I'm in.
I always thought that was like, is that on the hot sauce bottle? Like that exact tattoo that he has? You know the one.
The Cholula.
It's either that one or Tapatio or something. And I'm like, that looks like Danny Trejo's tattoo.
Even though the one you're talking about, it's a guy in a sombrero.
It is a guy, right? In a sombrero?
Yeah. It is Tapatio. Yeah, it's the guy in the sombrero.
I'll be honest with you, I never really got a good look at it, but like that's the thing that I see. I'm like, that looks like Danny Trejo's tattoo. It's delicious hot sauce. I buy it too. It's in the small jar, you know.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you got to, you got to rep the brand. It's got that sponsorship deal.
I was going to tell you, you guys know we have a new sponsor. I don't know if you knew this. It's Silk City Hot Sauce. You didn't know we have a new sponsor. So yeah, check out Silk City Hot Sauce. The guys on the Dorkening have a show called Token With, and they have their own. It's called Erotic Flavor, I think. So you could put it on a dick.
Do we get free samples?
We do not, but they do have something called Hot Syrup, which is like a maple syrup, but it's got hot sauce. Yeah, it's not free. No, it's like $10. So
I only wondered if they're going to give it to me.
That's going
to
be a no for me, dog.
I'm going to get some of that hot syrup, I think, because I want to try it. Because you think about it, if you're making like chicken and waffles or something, then you have like syrup, but it's like spicy. I'm totally into that shit.
Just like you want to try Avengers 5, which has been announced.
I didn't hear a word you said. I'm sorry.
He's just fucking. It's just.
Oh, I said Avengers 5 has been announced.
Oh, pass.
You say that now, but you know, at the it'll build up, and then we'll want to see it. You know.
Yeah, it looks like the cast is half of the original. I don't know.
Well, there's no Iron Man, I'm sure, unless they do a flashback or something like that, and no, you know, eventually. It'll get to a point where, like, Morgan, the little 5-year-old, becomes Iron Man or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to have Shang-Chi in it and all that kind of stuff.
Well, good. I like him.
Actually, that movie was good. I like Shang-Chi actually a lot.
What are we doing? So, well, that's all I did for Week in Geek. We should probably wrap this up. You know, we'll be back next week with some more exciting geeky adventures on Geek Life HQ.
Talk about dicks, you know, the geeky stuff.
So many dicks. Shang-Chi and the 10 dicks.
Do we talk about anything other than dicks?
Sometimes, but I mean, they're just not as good.
I think the conversation always goes right back to dicks.
I mean, we talk about sex hats. I mean,
dicktowel.com.
Andy Dick. That we talk.
Oh, God.
Pauly Shore, who is a dick?
Yeah, speaking of dicks, check out geeklifehq.com and you can see our dicks. Not.
Like, you told me you weren't going to show anyone.
That was picture was just for us.
You said it was just for us to enjoy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're gay.
I think on Twitter, too, I'm going to start asking questions, like, every day, like, a question or something every other day.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We'll get some engagement and stuff.
Engagement and, like, you know, I mean, we're at a solid 15.
Favorite movie, Dick.
Leave us a voicemail if you get to this fucking part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, send a dick pic. Send it to Justin at justinwithane.com, and he will he'll send you one of his. Every 1 millionth customer gets a picture of Jensen Ackles.
You know what, Jensen Ackles? If he shows his dick and people send us dick prints, dude, I will fucking take it to a Comic Con and I will do the scary movie thing. Right?
Oh, yeah, and then
could you take a look at these? So what do you think about this one?
Speaking of Comic Con. I'm going to this retro gaming thing in this weekend. You know, I don't even know, dude. So we'll see. It's a small one, so maybe I'll do a video from there. And I'll
talk
about it next week.
Beautifulness.
Well, until next time, then check us out at Geek Life HQ on Instagram and Twitter, Geek Life HQ on Facebook, and send us something at geeklife@gmail.com. And
HQ@gmail.com.
I've reversed this, obviously.
You're gonna get a whole different set of geeks, dude.
And yeah. Fuck them geeks. So, but with that, let's say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways podcast network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.